how your familiarity with Pep Hamilton has kind of not only brought you here, but sort of helped your transition a little bit?
Yeah, so Coach Pep, he was my coach at Stanford, my offensive coordinator for 2 years. So, you know, some of the offense that he brought is what I'm familiar with, you know, and it helps a little bit. Some of the terms, some of the concepts, being able to go through the reads and know where to go is similar, so that's helpful. But, you know, and then what Coach Jackson, you know, it's his offense. So I've been learning the ins and outs of what he's brought from Cincy and from before. So it's a mixture of both. But I think having a little bit of familiarity from Coach Pep has helped me.
Kevin, what do you think you showed him in your 5 weeks on the practice squad that elevation?
I think that I showed him that I got better each day and I made, you know, greater strides each week in learning the playbook and getting my feet right. You know, I was coming from an offense where some of the rhythm drops are different and the reads are different. So coming over and making improvements there and knowing where to go with the ball, I think helped me.
In terms of the only healthy quarterback on the Browns roster right now, what do you make of that?
It's pretty unbelievable. You know, it's just one of those freak things that happens. But, you know, we got some tough guys back there. And you know, I know Josh is getting close and Cody's, you know, tough as nails. But I'm going to do, you know, whatever I can to help those guys and prepare myself so that if my number gets called, I'm ready to go.
Kevin, next man up takes on new meaning with this team. It seems like, and not that you weren't invested in the playbook before, but because of the situation right now, does that make you even ratchet things up a little bit more?
Yeah, you know, you always want to prepare as if you're the starter. And now that, you know, due to the circumstances, I'm going to be in that book, you know, even more and be watching tape even longer and just making sure that I'm going through those mental gymnastics of making sure that I, you know, can spit out the play in the huddle, make sure I know where everyone's going and can get through my reads, know where to go with the ball, get us into the right plays and execute the offense. So I'm going to make sure I'm ready to do that.
When you watch, when you've watched Cody go in there and start these three games and play with poise and then you watch other guys in your quarterback class have to start games already this season, does that set the bar pretty high for you? And are you ready to go in there and perform like that?
You know, I don't know if it's setting a bar anywhere. I'm just worrying about myself and making sure that I can do whatever I can to help this team. You know, my job if I get in there is to be efficient, protect the football, get first downs, you know, convert on third down, and you know, lead the offense in the red zone. So I'm just worrying about those things. I'm not really worrying about what everyone else has done. It's been great for me to watch Cody and see how he's handled everything. He's done a great job out there, and you know, it's been really great to see. So I'm just going to try and you know, kind of play off him and go out and do similar things.
How have Josh and Robert helped you since coming here?
Oh, they've been unbelievable. You know, Robert and Josh, great teammates, first and foremost, and they never hesitate to pull me aside. And if they have advice, you know, something to share, that they'll you know, tell me whatever it might be. So they've been great, and I know that they're busy, you know, rehabbing, getting back, but the fact that they, you know, take time out of their day to make sure that I'm, you know, knowing what I need to know, it's great. They're great for this team.
What was your, I guess, how much did the Browns talk to you before the draft, and do you think that there was a chance that they were going to draft you?
I talked to them a little bit. I took a visit out here. I thought that there was, you know, interest. But, you know, things happen, and I ended up in Kansas City at the start, and all that matters is that I'm here right now, and I'm going to do whatever I can to help this team.
How much does it drive you or fuel you, or how disappointed perhaps were you that Kansas City didn't stick with you?
You know, I wasn't too disappointed. I was excited for the next opportunity. Wherever that might be, and I'm glad that it came here, that I came here and have an opportunity here, you know, at the beginning to start on practice squad and get better and improve, work on things there. And now I'm you know, excited to help the team in games if my number's called. So, you know, I wasn't too disappointed. I'm excited for every opportunity.
Did you have a few different opportunities to choose from when the Chiefs cut you and ultimately why did you decide to come here?
You know, I wanted to come somewhere that I was familiar with the offense. There's familiar face. A lot of the guys in this organization, I've known, you know, playing against them in college or training with them or at the combine. And so a lot of familiar faces around here. And I thought that it was an organization that I could come to and develop and really advance my game. And so, you know, I came here and I feel like it was the best decision I could have made. I feel like I've gotten a lot better as a quarterback, and I'm excited to continue that.
So Pep was a major factor?
Yeah, I mean, he was a familiar face, one of my coaches in college, who I have a lot of respect for. And, you know, just being able to come here and have familiarity with an offense, not have to learn a totally new playbook right away, was something that definitely played a factor.
One of the scouting reports, analysts described you as having a indestructible body weight, which is a good thing for this team right now. But, is that one of your strong suits? Is that you were able to, withstand, absorb blows and not get injured and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'm indestructible, but I feel like I. Did a good job in college of if I had to take off and run, I got down and protected myself, avoided the big hits. But you know, that's something that has to carry on even more in the NFL. The things happen quicker and the hits are bigger. So just making sure that you play smart and avoid those unnecessary hits.
Is it unsettling at all that you go from when you got here probably fourth on the depth chart to a month later?
No, I mean it's an opportunity, and whenever that opportunity comes, you have to seize it, and that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna prepare my butt off and get ready to go, so that I step in that huddle, the guys have confidence in me and know that I can lead them down the field.
When you look at the rest of your draft class, and I'm sure you probably knew Jared well.
I'm very confident in myself. I think that I can lead the team. I felt great about how I did in college, leading that team at Stanford, and I feel great in my ability to go out and be efficient, protect the ball. Just execute the offense, no matter what offense I'm in. So I'm very confident in myself. I'm not really worried about the other guys, just worrying about me.